Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So all the single ladies now on the river for the W2 division, and I can bring you Andy on the phone. How's it going, Andy?
Thank you, Tom. It's going well. And the one-minute cannon has just gone off for the W2 division, and I can tell you we do have cannons now. As you were listening earlier, you'll notice there weren't cannons for the first two races. That was because the person who owns the cannons got a flat tyre on his way here this morning and had needed the RAC to come and sort it out. But we do have cannons now. I'll give you a very quick one rundown. We've got about 30 seconds until we go off. W2 division, Churchill 1, Selwood 1, Girton 1, LMBC 2, Emma 2, Fitz 1, Coventry 1, Sydney 1, Robinson 1, Hughesall 1, Jesus 2, Christ 2, Burstonford 2, Newnham 2, Eddie's 1, Pembroke 2, E 2, and then we also have the sandwich boat, which is Downing 2. The start cannon has just gone off. Tim, you're up first place corner. To you, Tim.
Yes, Steph is up at the motorway bridge. It's probably better to go to her first.
Yeah, absolutely. The Churchill girls have got off to an absolutely storming start. They're looking resplendent in pink and are pulling away from Selwyn, who are coming up close behind them. Bit of a gap between Selwyn and Girton to follow them, but they're looking steady as well. And then after that, LMBC looking a little bit sluggish, actually, compared to the Girton boat in front of them, so it'll be interesting to see if they can catch up with them. Soon after them is Emmanuel W2, and then behind them, Fitzwilliam. Everyone seems to have got off to a nice, easy start here. No danger of any bumps on this first corner at the moment. How's it looking at yours, Tim?
Yes, so Churchill are just coming past me. They are absolutely fluorescent in their lycra here. Behind them, Selwyn taking a very tight line on the corner, hoping to make some ground there. But I think Churchill are opening this gap up. They're maybe two lengths in it now. Behind them, Girton 1 are possibly on station with Selwyn. Behind that, LMBC, who looks slightly scrappy on the row down as they came past me. They appear to have been opened up on by Girton. Behind that, Emma, look, are being chased down very tightly by Fitzwilliam 1. Fitz 1 now a quarter of a length at most between them. This could very soon be a bump. In fact, we could have a bump by overlap very shortly now. Behind them, there's a huge gap back to Homerton 1. So Homerton 1, and there looks to be a lot of water behind them to Sydney 1. Following this bump, yes, and Emma have just conceded. Emma have been bumped by Fitzwilliam 1. Back there, can you see anything else? No, so I'll keep going here. Then we've got Homerton 1 coming through. There's going to be a lot of water for them to make up on LMBC now. Behind them, Sydney 1, a lot of water. Sydney, there's a huge gap between Sydney and Homerton. And behind them, Robinson. Again, a large gap
Finn.
There. It's all opening up. Yes, Finn.
Okay, so Churchill are just passing me now. As you can probably hear, we have a particularly vocal crowd behind us. Good to know that their support. Selwyn are closely following them, two lengths them away. Closely followed by Girton, W1. They are, well, quite close. And then after that, it's Lady Martin, who are about four lengths away.
Tim.
Back to you, Tim.
Jesus, W2, have just bumped up on Hughes Hall, W2. The marshals are screaming at everyone to clear the river for Christ 2 to come through there. They've cleared successfully and Christ is coming through. So Jesus have bumped up on Hughes Hall, continuing a good run for Jesus, having bumped up once already this year. And it looks like we've just had a bump is that Newnham and first and third? So Newnham have just bumped up on first and third, or Newnham certainly thinks so. Back to you, Finn.
Thank you very much, Tim. There's a lot going on at the moment. Many boats passing me, but as yet, no bumps on this side. All I can see at the moment passing me is Sydney Sussex W1. They are rowing ahead of Robinson W1, who are approximately six lengths behind. So
Adam.
At the head of the race, you have Churchill rowing comfortably away from Selwyn, about two lengths between them. I doubt there's going to be much happening there. Behind them, we've got Girton coming up with Lady Margaret pursuing them slightly more closely, but we still have space. So Churchill, Selwyn, Girton, Lady Margaret, all in the same order at the top of the race, looking reasonably comfortable. Over to you, Finn.
So Pembroke and St. Ed's have just rowed past me on first post corner. There's about a quarter of a length at most in that. That's very close. And I have yet to see Downing 2 or Keys 2. So, Steph, can you confirm whether they've bumped out or not?
They never got further than the motorway bridge. It was too far back for me to see exactly what happened, but I'm walking down towards them now to see what exactly happened. But both of them are out of the race, which would, to me, indicate that Downing must have bumped Keys very, very early on.
So, Finn, can you see anything on Grassy Corner? Has a bump happened between St Edmunds and Pembroke yet?
Not as yet, but they are very, very close. It looks as if that it's going to be happening. The clocks are saying for them, keep rowing. St. Ed's are edging just ahead. Pembroke have, it has been confirmed. The clocks made up. Yep. It's been confirmed. Pembroke have bumped St. Ed's. Back to you, Adam.
I can just confirm now that Homerton have passed me and Emmanuel and Fitz haven't, so I'll confirm that earlier bump of Fitz on Emmanuel. They're being followed by Sydney Sussex, who have lots and lots of space between them and Robinson. Hughes Hall are chasing down Robinson slightly more. There's about one length in it. That could get more interesting up by long reach, because depending on whether Hughes Hall can pick up the pace slightly. Back to you, Fitz.
Adam? That'd be Christ coming through, because Hughes Hall were bumped by Jesus on first post corner.
Yes, you are right. Robinson coming through. Robinson coming through with Christ behind them, in fact. So that could be an overbump, potentially. They were coming up hard on them.
And so I'm down on the long reach, and I'm just watching Churchill 1. They are coming past me now. They've had a long race up to now. But Selwyn behind them, they're pushing them hard. The gap's about two lengths at the moment. So I would expect, in fact, it's widening as I speak, 2.5 lengths, and I'm about 3/4 of the way down the reach. So it looks like Churchill are going to row over. Selwyn also, they're going to row over. They've opened up about a 4 boat length gap over Girton behind them. So they're going to be 4 row overs, it looks, at the top of the division. However, LMBC are coming under pressure from Homerton 1 behind them. This would be an overbump because Emma 2 and Fitz 1 bumped out in between them. So Homerton, they've certainly closed the gap. It's probably 3 boat lengths at the moment, but this is going to be one to watch as we get to the latter stage
Adam?
Of the reach. That's Homerton 1 on LMBC 2. Back to you, Adam Atherton.
I just to confirm there that Christ, in fact, have managed to overbump. Have matched by Robinson around Ditton. So overbump Christ and Robinson.
And so the only boats that we have left rowing at the moment, it's the top 4. Churchill 1, Selwood 1, Girton 1, LMBC 2. They're all still rowing. It looks as if LMBC are going to hold off Homerton 1, meaning that Homerton 1 will row over. And behind them, Sydney Sussex will also row over. They are the only just going to stay on commentary a bit longer just to follow this LMBC W2 Homerton W1 battle. But for the moment, it looks as if LMBC are just about going to hold off. Tim, if we go to you for a rundown and then come back to me, and I'll tell you how this battle ends up.
Right, yes. So at the top of the division, we've had Churchill 1, Selwyn 1, and Girton 1, who we all seem to think will row over. LMBC 2 below them, who we think, being chased by Homerton 1, who they look set to row over. Between those two, of course, Fitzwilliam 1 bumped up on Emmanuel 2. Below that, Sydney Sussex W1 and Robinson W1 we think rowed over. Jesus bumped up on Hughes Hall 2, Jesus 2 bumped up on Hughes Hall 1 below that. Christ W2 we think will row over. Newnham 2 bumped up on 1st and 3rd. Pembroke 2 bumped up on Ed's 1. All three of those bumps happened around first post. And Downing 2 bumped up on Keys just before the railway, the motorway bridge.
Adam?
Back to you, Andy.
Tim, just to correct you there, we actually had Christ 2. They bumped up on Robinson 1. That was an overbump. So that's Christ 2 overbumped Robinson 1, as Adam called as they were going around Ditton. As for the Homerton versus LMBC battle, LMBC are just going over the line now, and they've managed to keep a safe distance ahead of Homerton. It got down to about a length and a half at the end, there's not going to be an overbump there, so LMBC will row over in fourth. And just finally, Sydney Sussex, they are rowing over as we speak. So that is all the bumps from this W2 division. Another exciting bump race with overbump from Christchurch on Robertson Wood. For now, we will go back to the guys in the studio.
Thank you very much to Andy and the team. Another exciting race there in the W2 division.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the Riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.